content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guests alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Of course, we're now broadcasting all the way from Fort Lauderdale to Fort Pierce. So there's a lot of you who may not have known very much about what we talk about. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents, but it's not just issues. Sometimes we talk about opportunities, and that's a little bit about what we're going to do tonight. Most people in my generation, for those of you who are new to the show, I'm 73. For those of you who have been around a long time, I'm still 73. But you know that my people in my generation were raised believing in the power of education. We thought it was the be-all and end-all to help us improve the quality of our lives. We thirsted for more. We read more newspapers and books. We strive to learn everything we could about subjects that interested us. Now, as we age, the question becomes, how can we continue to push ourselves to learn and enjoy simply the power of knowledge? Well, my guest tonight is going to help us figure that out because Cammie Batchelder is here, and she is from OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute, better known as OLLI, and it's housed in her case, on the grounds of FAU here in Jupiter. But some of you in both Fort Lauderdale and Boca may know that there's an OLLI campus there as well. And we're going to talk about that. So more about Cammie in just a minute. But first, I'm glad that you're here tonight before the national championship. I know it's going to be a very exciting game. I don't know who to root for because, for me personally, I don't care. But I hope your team wins, whoever that is, and enjoy that. But you have the hour here, certainly. This is really the first live show since the holidays, so I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday, a happy and healthy new year. I also want to tell everybody, as I have been doing for some time now, get your COVID and your flu shots. COVID's still there. We've had people in my office get really sick with COVID who have had 4 vaccinations. The flu is going around. It's really serious. I care about you. Your family cares about you. I need you to come back next week and listen to next week's show. So get your vaccinations and stay healthy. But now to my guest as we talk about OLLI. Kim Batchelder is the Director of Academic Affairs and Marketing for the OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute at Florida Atlantic University. For more than 15 years, she has managed the marketing and public relations for the program, in addition to developing curriculum. She received a bachelor's degree in international affairs and English from the Florida State University, and a master of arts and communication and a master of public administration from Florida Atlantic University. She is currently pursuing her doctorate in educational leadership with a focus on adult education at FAU. She is past president of the Palm Beach chapter of the Public Relations Society of America and a member of Kappa Delta Pi. Welcome, Cammie. How are you?
I'm good. That's a mouthful. Yeah. Thank you for the great introduction.
You were one of my earliest guests. We were trying to figure it out. It must be 8 or 9 years ago, the last time you were here. It's terrific to have you back. Thanks so much. Why don't we start at the 30,000-foot level? What is OLLI, OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute, and what isn't it?
So the OSHA Lifelong Learning Institutes are actually across campuses throughout the U.S. We are one of 121. And this is adult education, and each campus, each university has their own variety of lectures and courses that they provide for their demographic. So what might be interesting to individuals in the Northeast may not necessarily be as what the South Florida members of the OSHA Lifelong Learning Institutes would want. So everybody's very much focused on what their demographic likes and wants. But the majority of the classes are university level, liberal arts based, and with our program, we have one-time lectures and multi-week courses.
I know, because you've been kind enough to have me speak there. In fact, I'm about to do a four-week series for you, and I'm looking forward to it. I was working on it today, actually. The program, you know, is very diverse. I mean, it really runs the gamut. So my question is, can you then choose only subjects of interest to you? Do you have to sign up for everything? Is there a flat fee? Help me, or help the audience understand, sure, what their options are.
So we do have a member, a membership that you can join for $60. It's an annual membership, but you don't have to be a member. You can come as a non-member. You can actually even come as an explorer. And we have, for our multi-week courses, we have an opportunity that if, say, you look at the catalog and you're, I only want to come to lecture two. That subject is really interesting. I can't commit to the full 8 weeks or the full 4 weeks or the full 6 weeks. I just want to come to this particular lecture. You can pay $20 at the door, sit in on the class. And if you like it and sign up that day, that $20 is put towards the full registration fee for that particular course. So we do that for our multi-week courses. You can purchase an Explorer ticket.
That's interesting. So when I do my multi-week, I may have different people each week?
You may, yes. That's a possibility that somebody may have registered for your class and they say to their friend, oh, this is a really great class. I want you to come with me. I want you to try it. And they just pay $20 at the door and they can give it a shot. And if they don't like it or they don't want to continue, they don't, it's only $20.
So let's go back to the diversity.
Sure.
Give people a sense of so for example, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you're having a magician coming soon, right? Right.
So yes, it's a variety of liberal arts based classes. And what we try to do is we try to provide different subjects. It could range from history, English, literature, political science is a very popular subject for our students, foreign policy. We have music, we have entertainment, such as the magician that's coming to perform for us. So really, it's a variety of different subject matters. Film is also another really popular course for us. We do different types of film courses. We have international film courses. We have oldies film courses, where it's old films from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. So really, it's a variety of subjects. Almost anybody could find the subject matter that they really like with Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at FAU. And again, we're on the FAU Jupiter campus. It's a science campus. We also have our science programming that we do too. So basically just a variety of liberal arts. We do some how-to, but not as much. In the springtime, we are bringing somebody in to talk about tech tools, and she's going to talk about social media and how to do certain things on the internet, which sometimes in this demographic they find a little challenging. So we do a little bit of how to, but mostly it's lecture based. We do have small format classes where you can do small discussions with the instructor, and sometimes we limit that to 30 people, 70 people, just depending on what the class is focused on. And then we have our large lecture-based classes, which we can seat all the way up to 600.
Right.
And that's a little bit less engaging. You can still ask questions, but you are in a large class.
As you were talking, it dawned on me, how do you select your professors? Well, they're not really all professors, your lecturers, your experts. That must be a fascinating process. That must consume an awful lot of time.
We begin about a year in advance for the following year, doing our curriculum development and our programming. And it is a bit of a process. We do a call for proposals, and proposals are submitted into our program. And we have a committee, which is made up of our advisory board members. We have an advisory board for the Jupiter campus, along with members and current students in the OLLI program also apply to be on the curriculum committee. And we review all of the proposals that come in, and we decide there what's going to move forward, what may need a little bit of tweaking, or what's just not quite ready to be put out there through our program. So it is a bit of a process. Like I said, we start about a year out in advance.
And I can speak with authority on this at some level. Nobody's selling anything. Nobody's peddling anything. It's just education and entertainment.
Right. And it's interesting you say that, because really one word that floats around with the OLLI program and then also with the enter is it's called edutainment. Because, yes, it's an education, but our members also like to be entertained. So we've kind of come up with this word edutainment. And I believe it was one of our past instructors that really kind of coined that term for us, because it's completely different from when you went to school and when you went to college, where you sit, you're taking notes and you're preparing for tests. There's no homework, there's no tests, there's no stress. You're coming back to learn. You're coming back to engage with other individuals. You're coming back to learn about a new subject. Keep your mind active. That's really important. So it's very different from your traditional college experience. And then to also say, if you did not have a traditional college experience, that's okay. You don't need any prerequisites to come to OLLI. You don't have to have a degree or certificate to participate in our classes. You're not going to receive a degree or certificate, but you don't have one. You don't have to have one to partake. This is open to adults of all ages. Typically, they are 55 and older that participate in our classes, but I've had members bring their children, bring their grandchildren, if it's an appropriate program, like a musical performance, the magician. And every component of our program has that education. So even though it may be just a full performance, there's educational components that come through that performance.
And it's a conflict-free zone, right? I mean, you don't get overly or at all political, although obviously in some of the subject matter you can't help but.
Yeah,
right?
So, when you have political subjects, or you have professors talking on a subject that's foreign policy or political science, yes, most instructors try to stay in that middle ground. But I would say 99% of the time that if the instructor leans one way or the other, it's usually love in the room. So that person is going to gravitate right towards the instructors that may line up with their.
They'll attract the audience.
Yes.
that's there. So you kind of answered this, but maybe I'll drill down a little further. Who should think about becoming a member? Who should think about taking advantage of this wealth of opportunity for knowledge?
It's interesting. Over the years, I've had many people tell me, you know, I don't play cards, I don't play tennis, I don't play golf, but I want to make friends, I want to keep my mind engaged, I want to have a healthy lifestyle, and they come back to school. So even if you do play golf, you do tennis, and you play cards, that's fine. But I think the great thing about OLLI is you can come back to school and you can have discussions with like-minded peers, or maybe they're not like-minded and you have, you know, respectful conversations on subjects that you haven't thought about before, you haven't participated in before. We've had doctors come back and sign up for literature courses. We've had lawyers come in and sign up for science classes, because that's not what their education was when they were pursuing what their professional career was going to be. So it's a great arena to learn a new subject, make friends, and keep your mind active and engaged.
And it's incredibly stress-free because, as you said, no tests, no degree, you're not looking. Do you interface with the college community? Because I think that would be off-putting to some people if they think I'm going to be amidst all these 20-year-olds getting their college degrees. You know.
So there's occasions where I call them traditional students will come in and participate in class. It's very rare. They have their very busy schedule on the other side of the campus. We do have at OLLI, at FAU Jupiter, we have our own complex with our own auditorium. Parking is very easy right out front. It's a quieter campus, so you don't have to worry about a lot of traffic coming in and out. We have our own classrooms, too. So as I was talking earlier, we have our small format discussion groups that would meet in the smaller classrooms. And then we have a little larger 100-seat classroom. And then we have our 500-seat auditorium. So depending on what you've registered for, I will say that some of our small group discussions may have a little bit of homework. It may be a great books discussion. We might have to read a book, or short stories is another class that we offer where you may have to read some short stories prior to coming and discussing. But for the majority, it is lecture-based.
It's fascinating. I wish I had more time. I would take advantage. If you're just tuning in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. For regular listeners, you know we're here every Monday from 6 to 7. For new listeners, we're here every Monday from 6 to 7. And we are now all the way from Fort Lauderdale to Fort Pierce on True Oldies. I'm here tonight with Cammie Batchelder. Cammie is the Director of Academic Affairs at OSHA Lifelong Learning on the Jupiter campus. We're going to talk a little bit more about the other campuses in this listening catchment area as the show unfolds. We're going to talk about virtual options. We're going to talk about costs in more detail. We're going to talk about everything you want to know about OSHA Lifelong Learning. If you have any questions for Cammie or for myself, you can reach us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with health care challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions. We make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us tonight. I'm here with Kathy Batchelder, who is the Director of Academic Affairs and Marketing for the OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute at FAU right here in Jupiter, better known as OLLI. She has explained that there are OLLI communities, I don't know how else to describe it, around the country, 122 of them. There are three in our area, which we're going to talk to in just a little bit. We were talking, Cammie, earlier, you know, about the diversity of the curriculum. How big? Because I mean, I look at the book, and it's enormous. So, how many classes are available? And are there hours? Are they day, night, morning, weekends? What does that look like?
So we could do more than 100 programs in a year. It just depends each year. We have one-time lectures and we have multi-week courses. We run programs from Monday through Saturday. Sometimes we've had programs on Sunday. Morning could start at 9 o'clock, 10 a.m. in the morning and go all the way up to 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
So we're running multiple classes during the week, during the day. Classes are typically... it's held once a week, but we have just such a variety of classes going on that there's multiple things happening each day. So yes, we have quite a busy, packed schedule. And one thing that we have implemented is a video catch-up coming off of, you know, online learning and what we've been dealing with for the past 3 years, we have implemented this so that individuals who are not able to come to the live in-person lecture of the class, there is a video catch-up option, which is available to them following the live in-person. And some people have taken advantage of that. They had a doctor's appointment. They're still up north. They haven't come down, you know, south to South Florida yet. So they're able to watch it from their home in New York or Rhode Island or Connecticut. And that's been very beneficial to keep the OLLI members engaged, even when they're not here in South Florida.
And I have no doubt that part of that is in response to COVID. COVID mm-hmm. has taken... you know, toll on many mm-hmm. in-person events. But I've been to the campus many times. It's kind of very COVID-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we spread COVID, it's the opposite.
Yes, so we're very much aware of our members and their feelings and their expectations to want to maintain a healthy educational learning environment. So people are not sitting on top of each other. We've spread classes out even till today. We're still practicing that. So we're still trying to maintain a very healthy educational learning experience. And if those individuals are still not quite comfortable coming in person, we do have the video catch-up option available. Now, that may not be for everything that we do, but for the majority of things, we have that available.
Right. But if I'm not mistaken, that's only available for a limited time post that?
So
you're not building this video library that people can access forever. It's not like the Library of Congress.
we began doing something like that, and we're really encouraging individuals to come back into the classroom to have their experience with our instructors, simply because you just don't get the same learning experience watching it at home by yourself that you do get when you're in a classroom setting with the instructor and with other individuals to have that discussion, to ask the questions. It's a totally different learning experience when you're home by yourself.
So there's no doubt that that's 100% true. As a lecturer on occasion over the years and soon again in the next couple of weeks, the interaction is so much better. When you have the direct interaction, you can look at people, you have the whole.
And I'm sure, like, as an instructor, you look out, and if you see an empty audience, that's a little difficult to kind of.
Well, not for me. I can talk in a phone booth if somebody's listening. obviously many more questions, but how do people go online and find out more information about the courses that are available? We're going to talk about some specific courses, one in particular I'm fascinated by. But how do people get more information about Ollie?
Sure. So we have a website. The Jupiter website is www.fau.edu/OSHERJupiter. That's a mouthful. But even if you go onto the FAU Maine website, you would be able to find us. And we have three locations. So if you're not located in Jupiter, we have a Boca Raton campus, and we also have a Fort Lauderdale campus. And the OLLI programs are also on those two other campuses. We share faculty amongst the three locations and some programming. We also share some of the same programming on different days between the three campuses.
Yep, it's fascinating. If you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Cami Batchelder. Cami is the Director of Academic Affairs at OSHA Lifelong Learning, better known as OLLI. We're going to talk about some of the specific programs they have coming up, one of which I'm fascinated about. I wish I could find the time to be, and I'm going to do my best. We're also going to talk about misconceptions in the program and a whole host of other questions that you may have. However, if you want to ask them yourself, you can. All you have to do is call us. 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Back, everybody. You know, if you're bored, if your day isn't full, if you have extra time on your hand and you don't know what to do with it, and as my guest said earlier, you're not a card player, you're not a pickleball player, you're not a golfer, you're not a tennis player, you just want to do something to stimulate your brain. Or if you're like me and you have this kind of insatiable desire to know more, and the newspapers, let's face it, aren't giving you what they used to give you. If you want access to more information about things that interest you, there's no better place than OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute on the campus of FAU. I'm fortunate tonight that Cammy Batchelder, who is the director of academic affairs at OLLI, is here, and we're talking about the programming that's available to you for a relatively insignificant cost. So we're going to deal with costs, but I want to talk about a couple of the programs just to give you a taste of the range of subject matter. We talked a little bit about The Magician, and maybe we can talk more about that. But, I mean, somebody that you told me about, Cammy, that's coming soon is the former ambassador to Ukraine.
Yes.
And I can't, that's going to be just an amazing session.
Yes, we're having a really great response in individuals registering for this event, and we still have tickets and seats available, but I would suggest signing up soon. But this Ambassador William B. Taylor, he is actually coming to us. He is the Vice President of Russia and Europe at the U.S. Institute of Peace, and he was the Ukraine Ambassador from 2006 to 2009. And he's going to give insight, and he's going to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the challenges facing the security of Europe and the United States. So we are very excited about having him come. It's a very topical lecture, and I know that it's going to interest a lot of individuals. And the unique thing about this lecture is we have a VIP session. So if you would like to have a little bit more one-on-one engagement, there's a session for the Jupiter campus. We are doing the session before the lecture where people will be able to meet him and talk with him. We limit that. So tickets are really starting to sell out for that that portion of the event. And he is also, he's coming to us on Tuesday, January 17th at the Jupiter campus. And the lecture starts at 2:30. And if we still have VIP tickets available, the VIP meet and greet will begin at 1:30.
Wow.
So I encourage
you. Is that a special cost? I've alluded to cost a couple
yes.
of times. So explain how that
So we have works. Our $60 annual membership fee, but you don't have to be a member to participate in classes. For this particular event, because it is a nationally known individual coming in, the tickets are $55 for members, $65 for non-members, and $75 for VIP. And that does include a reserved seat close to the stage, and then also the meet and greet session with the individual. And we have light bites during the reception when you meet with him for the VIP portion. But he is also, for those who are listening in the south end of the county, he will be on the Boca Raton campus on Wednesday, January 18th. And that lecture will begin at 12:30. And they also have the option for the $55 member, $65 non-member ticket, and the $75 VIP. So he will be on the 17th, he will be in Jupiter, and on the 18th, he will be down in Boca Raton.
It's fascinating. So that kind of tees up my question about the three different campuses, Fort Lauderdale, mm-hmm. Boca, and Jupiter. They are connected. Not if you're a member of one, are you a member of all? Can your membership at one be applied to the
yes,
cost at
it's
others?
Reciprocal. Yes.
It is all reciprocal.
It is. So we are the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Florida Atlantic University, and we have three locations. We have the Jupiter location, the Boca Raton location, and the Fort Lauderdale location. We share some programming, we share faculty. So you may see, oh, Jupiter and Boca Raton have the same 8-week course on foreign policy or literature or film. It might be on different days, different times, but it's the same instructor teaching at both locations. And then Boca and Fort Lauderdale, they may have similar setup where they have the same instructor, different times, different days. But we are underneath Florida Atlantic University. We just have three different locations.
And give us a sense of some of the other kinds of programs. I know that you want to talk about one specifically. Okay, why don't we? I know you have one on the Holocaust. You want to talk a little bit?
Yes.
Or anti-Semitism. I said
yes.
Holocaust. It's not really.
So we have a one of our FAU professors, Dr. Gerses, is bringing in a special guest speaker by the name of Jonathan Fox, who wrote a book called Why Do People Discriminate Against Jews? And again, this is another special speaker that will be on the Jupiter campus and also the Boca Raton campus. On Jupiter, he will be speaking with Dr. Gerses on February 7th. And then on the Boca Raton campus, he will be doing the same lecture on February 8th. So this is another great opportunity when we bring in these special guest speakers to kind of come and talk something that's very current and important and that's happening right now in society. And we're very lucky that we have a great relationship with our FAU professor to bring in these guest speakers for us.
And there's always the opportunity for Q&A. So yes. this is, again, it's a lecture in the... We don't want to scare people and make them think that they're going to be sitting up there like they were in college and taking notes. They're going to be sitting back getting educated by people who really have an understanding of the subject matter. But it is participatory.
Yes. So the majority of our classes are lecture-based, and there is always an opportunity for Q&A towards the end of the actual lecture. And you can ask questions if you want to. You don't have to ask questions. It's completely up to you. That's your comfort level. And then we do have our smaller format discussion groups and discussion classes where there's a lot more engagement going on. And again, you can participate at the comfort of your level, even in those. But the large lecture-based classes are just a great way if you just want to come in, sit in the back, just kind of observe, take in the information. These are experts in their field. You can ask questions or you don't have to ask questions. It's completely up to you.
Yeah,
you won't be quizzed later.
No,
that I can promise you. You will not be tested or quizzed.
But you will be educated
and you will
leave smarter than when you came. That I do know. If you're just tuning in, I'm having a wonderful conversation tonight with Cami Batchelder. Cami is the Director of Academic Affairs and Marketing for OSHA Lifelong Learning. We're talking about the ability that we all have as we get older to keep ourselves intellectually stimulated by attending classes that have a lot of interest for us. And they run the gamut. We've just talked about two, the Ukrainian ambassador, the rising incidence of anti-Semitism. But we're going to talk about some of the others. We're going to talk about the great misconceptions. We're going to talk also about age restricted. We're also going to talk about funding, because how you're funded, that's really interesting. And we'll answer any of your questions if you have any. And if you do, you can call us. 877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
Long before most of us ever heard of COVID-19, Silver Solutions understood that growing older wouldn't always be easy, but it could be safer and more rewarding. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on creating physically safer homes for older adults, wherever home is. Whether you're senior-proofing your current home, downsizing to assisted living, or emptying a home after the loss of a loved one, Silver Solutions can help. To find out more about our services or to schedule a free virtual home assessment, call Silver Solutions today at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our specialists are deeply experienced, compassionate, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines, including the use of full personal protective equipment for your family's safety. You can't control everything in life, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on Silver Solutions.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with health care challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can and give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome, everybody. We're thrilled that you decided to spend some of your Monday evening with us. We thank you. Of course, we're now broadcasting from Fort Lauderdale to Fort Pierce, and I couldn't be more excited to have additional listeners who have never heard us before. We hope that you're enjoying this show with Cammie Batchelder, who is the Director of Academic Affairs and Marketing for OSHA Lifelong Learning at FAU campus in Jupiter. But as you've heard, it also applies to the much of the same information applies to the campuses both in Boca and in Fort Lauderdale. Before the break, we were talking about some interesting programming, but there's a lot of other interesting programming, Cammie. So tell us about some of the more interesting things coming up, because they really are fun.
Yes, great. So we also, to just touch on, we have John Avalon, who is a CNN anchor and senior political analyst. He's going to be coming and talking about the latest book that he just wrote called Lincoln and the Fight for Peace. And he's really going to discuss the character of Lincoln and his most important qualities, his leadership. So that kind of covers our history arena and our programming. And he will be joining us on Tuesday, January 31st at 2:30 in Jupiter. And then he will be coming to the Boca Raton campus on Wednesday, February 1st at 4 p.m. And there's also an opportunity at both of the Jupiter and Boca Raton locations that there will be a VIP reception, which includes a book signed by John and also a meet and greet. Yeah. So that's another special event that we will be hosting this winter. And then I do also want to touch on two other speakers who will be coming. We have Terry Virts, who is a NASA veteran of two space flights and a graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy. He will be coming and talking on Tuesday, February 28th at 6 p.m. about Mars and what it will take to get there.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yes. And then we have Jeff Conine, for our sports fans out there. Big Marlins fans. Jeff Conine, who was originally acquired by Florida in the 1992 expansion draft from the Kansas City Royals. He also was one of the original players for Marlins. He will be coming to speak on Tuesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. And we have the general manager of Roger Dean Stadium, Mike Bauer, who is going to moderate this discussion with Jeff. And they're going to talk about America's national pastime, experiences from the big leagues, basically what Jeff's Conine, what he's experienced as a national baseball player. So we're excited to have him also in March. So just a variety of different subjects
and speakers
are coming. Those are our big speakers. And we have our regular curriculum that, you know, deals with science, literature, film, music, foreign policy. We have a Middle Eastern studies.
Wow.
So we have all these different programs coming up this winter.
So how do people find out more about this? Give the contact information again, where they can find access to the programming.
They can reach us on our website, www.fau.edu/OSHER, Jupiter. Or you can give us a phone call at 561-799-8547. You can get on our mailing list, and we'll send you a free catalog. And we don't sell your information, so you don't have to worry about getting multiple pieces of mail from us. We keep that, you know, very close to us. So, definitely visit the website. You can see all the different programming, or give us a call. We'll get you a catalog and get you on our mailing list so you know the upcoming programs we have.
And again, just to reiterate, I know that we've said this, but for people who tuned in late, you don't have to sign up for like a plethora of programs. You can pick and choose. The costs for not the key programs that you're talking about are less, am I right?
Yes. So typically our one-time lectures are $30 for members, $35 for non-members. But you can also come in to, if we have a multi-week, and this is for our multi-week courses. If you want to try it out and see if this is something that you like, that you want to continue, we have what we call an explore ticket option. And you can come to a multi-week class, pay $20 at the door. Say you look at the weeks of 1 through 8 and all the different topics that that course is going to be providing. And I just want to come and listen to lecture 4. You can come on that date, pay $20 at the door, and you can listen to it. Or you can come to the first one and try it out and say, I really like this lecture. I really enjoy the topic that he's covering. I want to sign up. And that day, if you sign up, your $20 will be applied to your registration for the course. But that's for multi-week courses. For one-time lectures, typically we're $30 for members, $35 for non-members.
No, and I think it's really important that you explain that because again, I'm not promoting myself, but I'm doing a series. And mm-hmm. the first one and the fourth one are diametrically different mm-hmm. subject matter. It's all subject matter to what would be interesting to my typical radio audience. My first one is the difference between Alzheimer's and normal aging, but that another one's going to be on long-term care insurance. They're opposite ends of the spectrum. So it may not appeal to everybody, and the fact that you don't have to sign up for all of them is an important consideration.
And people today don't necessarily have the time commitment to sign up for 8 weeks. And another option that we also are doing this year is we have the small group discussions. We limit the amount of people who can register for them, and they're called Coffee and Conversation. They are for new potential new members to come and join Ollie and give it. It's another opportunity then for the tryout one of our classes. And we have several coffee and conversations that will be happening throughout the next couple of months, where if you have never been to Ollie, you've never registered for a class, you can come for free. And if you are currently a member of Ollie and you'd like to bring somebody who is not, you get free entrance as well.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's just another way to kind of introduce the community to Ollie and introduce them to our different instructors and our different programs.
So one thing I realized we didn't talk about is we didn't tell anybody where you are. where are you?
So if you're listening and you're in the Jupiter area, we are right off of Donald Ross Road. We share our campus shares space with Max Planck Institute. We also share space with Scripps Research. And it's very easy to get to us. It's a quiet campus. There's not a ton of traffic coming in and out. We have our own complex, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute Ollie Complex. We have our own auditorium, our own classroom space. So very easily accessible.
Parking, I'm telling you, listeners, parking is as easy as it can be. It's a short walk from the parking lot to the auditoriums. It could not be easier. And if you want to get a sense of where it is, it's kind of across the street from the Abacoa Golf Course. Mm-hmm. It's not far from there. In Abacoa, everything around there, you can go for coffee before you come. You can go for lunch after. It is so user-friendly. I can't begin to tell you how you should take advantage of this and what an unbelievable resource this is. Of course, if you just tuned in and you're sorry that you missed all this wonderful information, I have good news for you. You don't have to miss it forever. This show is going to be podcast tomorrow, up and running around noontime. All you have to do is search on your podcast platform, OMG, I'm Getting, and up we will pop. You'll be able to listen to this show or any of our previous shows. Of course, and we're going to talk in a few minutes about technology. If podcasting isn't your thing, you don't have to do that. You can listen on my website. Just go to palmbeach.comforcare.com. comforcare. Regular listeners know what you don't do. You don't put a T in there. If you're a new listener, you still don't put a T in there. PalmBeach.comforcare, comforcare.com. Of course, there's no reason for you ever have to recapture the show because you can listen wherever you are, whenever you'd like. Well, not whenever you want. Monday's live on iHeartRadio. You can download the app. Just search for True Oldies in Palm Beach, and up Monday at 6 o'clock, we'll be there. And we simulcast. You can listen anywhere around the country. TrueOldiesFLA.com. TrueOldiesFLA.com. Next week, I have a really fascinating show. We're going to be talking about cancer, but a good news story about cancer. We're going to be talking to Dr. Thomas Morrissey from Baptist Health. He is the director of gynecologic oncology at Baptist Health, and we're going to talk about cervical cancer as Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. We are curing cervical cancer at a rate that people simply don't understand. We are preventing it. We are making incredible progress. Dr. Morrissey, I spoke with him today in preparation. He's excited about the future. Of course, if it's a bad news story, he's going to talk about treatment as well. But it's a wonderful story, and I encourage you to tune in because it is the first, perhaps, of many cancers that we have the hopes of eradicating at some point. So I encourage you to tune in. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about case management with a good friend of mine, Allison Shevlin. She's going to be here. She's wonderful, well-informed. Care management is something that most people don't understand. They don't know why they should ever need that. But the truth is, it can be the lifesaver for those who are dealing with elders. And they have their own lives to lead, which is the very foundation and fundamental reason I do this show in the first place. So it's that. So that'll be in 2 weeks. And in 3 weeks, much like lifelong learning, we're going to be talking about music with some music experts. We're going to be talking about the changing taste in music of those people in our older generation with Ron Gartner and Fran Heller. It's going to be a fun show as well. But in the few minutes I have left with my guest, Cami Batchelder. Cami, a couple of questions I still have. You mentioned the virtual option if you want to miss it, if you have to miss a show. Technology is a challenge. It's pretty easy to access this, right? I mean, or can you help people navigate the technology?
Yes, we are definitely. The past 3 years have taught us how to assist and help navigate, help our members navigate accessing the video catch up option that we do have. So, absolutely, we have tutorials on our website. You call us, we'll walk you through this. We try to make it as easy as possible for individuals to utilize our technology. And with that, we've updated our equipment in our auditorium and in our classroom. So we're really staying on top of the state-of-the-art equipment for adult education. It's very important. Of course, as everybody has experienced the Zoom boom, so to speak, we really are trying to continue to embrace it and have a positive result from having to utilize Zoom and technology, and we're really trying to help our members as best that we can.
So the fees that you talk about for all of the events here are incredibly reasonable. I mean, nobody could argue that they are you're overcharging for anything. That can't be enough to support the unbelievable work that you do. So how are you funded? Where's the money come from?
So this is really a lot of individuals don't know this, but we are not funded by the university or by the state of Florida. We receive a lot of resources from the university, and of course we have our complex, which was actually all donations from our longtime supporters and members actually helped build that complex. So really it is through registrations, private donations, sponsorship, corporate sponsorships that have really allowed us to continue to grow and to be a part of the FAU Jupiter campus. A lot of people don't realize that we don't receive funding from the university or from the state of Florida. It's the members keeping the program alive and going.
And I'm sure you would take donations if anybody worked.
We are always taking donations. In all honesty, it is the support of our members that have gotten us through COVID. That they have been wonderful, stood by us when we had to go online and do our programs. Those longtime supporters really helped us.
I'm just curious. There's always proctors at the lecture. Are they volunteers? I mean, do you need volunteers?
Yes, we need volunteers. Yes, we have our greeters that help out at all of our lectures and our courses. Make sure you swipe your card to get in. Any questions that you may have, they'll try to answer that for you. So yes, we are always looking for volunteers, and they can go onto the website. There's more information: www.fau.edu/OsherJupiter. You can find out a little bit more about our volunteer program. We would love to have people volunteer for us.
And what We don't have much time. I only have a minute or so. But what the biggest misconception you'd like people to not, you know, what they think it is that it isn't, or what they think it isn't, but it is?
So this is not your traditional college class. You do not have to worry about no tests, no homework, no stress. You're not going to be quizzed. You're not going to be tested. You're not walking away with a degree or certificate. What you're walking away with are experiences, possibly new friends, and just keeping your mind active and engaged. And you can sign up now. We just started our winter semester. So we have ongoing one-time lectures and courses that start maybe a month from now, maybe 2 weeks from now. So you're not too late. You can sign up, and we have our spring catalog coming out February 1st, and that will start towards the end of March.
It is such an underestimated, unknown, or underappreciated, I don't know what the proper terminology is, resource in our community. I know the campus is beautiful. It's safe as can be. It's easy to access the information that you allow people to take advantage of, really is mind-opening, eye-opening. It's diverse. It's fun. It's a chat, can make you think. It's all of the things that I don't know that all my audience knows. So I can't thank you enough for coming here and helping share this story. It's OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is one of the great resources that most people are not aware of and don't take enough advantage of. And I'm glad that we had the opportunity to talk about this today. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope to see everybody in class.
Good. Of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We talk about issues that are of interest to boomers and their parents. Tonight, we talked about education. Next week, we're going to talk about cervical cancer, but a good news story about cervical cancer. I encourage you to tune in. We're here on True Oldies from Fort Lauderdale to Fort Pierce every Monday from 6 to 7. We hope that you come back. If this is your first time, we hope that you stay with us if you're a regular. Have a good week, everybody. Stay safe, stay calm, enjoy the national championship tonight. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. Good night, all.